It was made with wood, and they used for a post light, but they'd slant them, you know, put them up this way.
So sort of A-shaped.
Uh-huh. And then on both sides, and then they nailed that to, they nailed this piece up here and this piece here, and this would be solid, and then they'd lay the plank across these pieces that they's nailed to.
I see.
And they, it was studded. There's no way, no way of it falling for people to get hurt.
Did you ever see any X-shaped frame like this? That, say, something like, I guess something like that, and they lay the end of the log in here.
Yes, I've seen that.
What's that?
I don't know exactly the correct name for that. I've seen logs laid in it, and they saw the blocks off whenever they was laid in these places and hold it steady.
Mm-hmm.
Just frames is all I ever knew.
Okay. And you say you straighten your hair using a comb and a
brush.
Okay. And if you were gonna use one of these, you'd say you're going to what, your hair?
I'm gonna comb my hair.
Or,
but I would use a brush sometime, and I do use a brush.
So would you say comb your hair, or would you say?
I usually say comb my hair.
What about using the other word? Say you're going
the brush?
To, would you say you're going to
brush my hair?
Okay.
Yes.
And you say you'd sharpen a straight razor on a leather?
Yes. That's the way my husband always sharpened his straight razor, and that's what he shaved with.
What did he call that thing? The leather?
Strap? Razor strap.
And what do you call the thing that you put in a pistol?
Cartridges.
Okay. And do you remember something that children used to play on? You'd take a board and fix it on a trestle and it'd go up and down?
Yes.
What's that called?
We call it a riding horse.
Okay.
Did you ever hear it called that?
I'm not sure. But now, what was a riding horse exactly?
Well, when we were children, we'd have a high log, you know, and we'd get a pole of some kind and put it across that log, and one get on one end and one on the other end. So when this went down, this went up. When this went down, this went up. So we would just ride on the riding horse.
So if you saw some children playing on that, you'd say that they were
riding on their riding horse.
Okay.
That's what I'd see. But I don't see that much anymore.
Yeah.
They have different, they buy different things for the children to slide and play on, swing and things, and we don't see that like we used to.
Did you ever hear of taking a board and a limber sort of plank, you know, and fixing it down at both ends, and children would jump up and down on it or bounce on it?
No, I don't remember that I've seen children play on a board like that.
What about something that, say, you take a board and fix it in the middle and it go around and around? Do you ever have one of those?
I don't believe I did. But I tell you what I did have, what way children used to have sport with, you know, we speaking about flour barrels yesterday, and these barrels was made of what was called staves, and they were smaller at the, down at the, at the bottom, at the floor, than the and smaller at the top than there was in the middle. They was around, and they was larger in the middle than there was at the bottom and the top. So when these old barrels would get old, well, these staves would come out, the hooks would come off of them, and they would come out. And we would take them on the hillside, and of course we had a lot of straw then, because the timber hadn't been cut and we had plenty of straw. And we'd get on one of these little 6 or 7 inch boards,